State Senator Doug Johnson's environmental views are representative of members of the outspoken Iron Range legislative delegation. They tend to support outdoor recreation and oppose anything that smacks of government regulation. Most recently, Johnson has called for curtailing federal and state regulations affecting timber sales. He says low-cost Canadian timber is flooding the U.S. market, while excessive regulations keep U.S. lumber companies from competing.
The issue is that the U.S. government, the federal government, and the state government, the Department of Natural Resources, have been kowtowing to certain fringe environmental groups. We saw what happened at the Little Elfie sale, and there's been more frivolous lawsuits.
Johnson says the influx of Canadian timber means less work for Minnesota loggers and related businesses. Johnson says he and Congressman James Oberstar will collaborate to pinpoint federal and state regulations that should be eliminated to free up more forests for logging. Johnson and Oberstar have been allies on another long-running wilderness issue, reopening motorized portages in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Oberstar got federal legislation passed to allow motors on two portages in June. Johnson supported the legislation and says he became alarmed when the Forest Service indicated it will consider non-mechanized bids for transportation on those portages as well.
And that was like reinventing the wheel. When clearly the Congress and their intent was to allow motorized portages on those two sites, Prairie Portage to Basswood, Vermilion Trout to Trout Lake, and so it just seems like they can't read or something, those bureaucrats, and I wanted to make sure that they enforce the law.
Johnson lives on Lake Vermilion and has worked in the past as a fishing guide. The bobbers on his campaign signs highlight his love of fishing and the outdoors. But there is no love lost between Johnson and the State Department of Natural Resources. Speaking at a parade in Virginia, Johnson vowed, if elected, to replace DNR Commissioner Rod Sando and move the DNR offices into rural areas.
I think the Department of Natural Resources has been wasting a lot of the money that it gets, both from the legislature and from the fees, the license fees that it charges, whether it's fishing fees or hunting fees or snowmobile fees. Not enough money is going back into the field for facilities for those that want to join the outdoors.
Johnson says he wants to see more fish stocking and improvements made to deteriorating state parks. He says if elected, he would also turn his attention to environmental problems like petroleum spills by the Coke refinery and combating urban sprawl. But he says he has no desire to take on the issue of feedlot regulations. Johnson says those regulations should be developed at the local level, and he says that view sets him apart from the other DFL candidates.
Many of them want state mandates, state regulation from St. Paul, and meanwhile, we have laws in place that allows the local counties and the townships to regulate those feedlots, and it's kind of like the Big Brother approach. St. Paul knows better for what's best for the farmers and rural Minnesota. I don't like that.
Johnson says he doesn't believe local regulation of feedlots would be a conflict of interest for agricultural areas in Minnesota. He maintains the state can help most by providing financial assistance to farmers and leaving feedlot regulations to county and town boards. Johnson is happy to let feedlots serve as yet another example of both his faith in rural Minnesotans and his dislike of big government, even the one he'd preside over if elected governor. In Duluth, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.